Good Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you again for having me in your homes as we share God's Word on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Today we are in Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. And Titus is instructed to teach various church members how they are to live as God's people. Believers are to give up ungodly living while awaiting the blessed day when the glory of God will appear. And again, God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading in Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. But you must teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Instruct the older men to be sober, sensible, and self-controlled, to be sound in their faith, love, and endurance. In the same way, instruct the older women to behave as women should who live a holy life. They must not be slanderers or slaves to wine. They must teach what is good in order to train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, and to be good housewives who submit themselves to their husbands, so that no one will speak evil of the message that comes from God. In the same way, urge the young men to be self-controlled. In all things, you yourself must be an example of good behavior. Be sincere and serious in your teaching. Use the sound words that cannot be criticized, so that your enemies may be put to shame by not having anything bad to say about us. Slaves are to submit themselves to their masters and please them in all things. They must not talk back to them or steal from them. Instead, they must show that they are always good and faithful, so as to bring credit to the teaching about God our Savior in all they do. For God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world, as we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will appear. He gave Himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to Him alone and are eager to do good. Teach these things and use your full authority as you encourage and rebuke your hearers. Let none of them look down on you. And today's key verse is Titus chapter 2, verse 1, where Paul writes, God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. You know, beloved, in this passage of Scripture, we see some pretty arcane instructions here when it comes to the activities of women. And, as a matter of fact, it would be pretty difficult to find a lady today that would be totally content to live at home as a housewife and just be a good submissive wife to her husband and a good mother to the children. But in fact, the women have the hardest job because they are the ones that have the most exposure with their young people, with their children. And it's from the actions, activities, the words of their mothers that the young people are going to learn what type of a lifestyle is pleasing to God. And so that attitude, that underlying motivation must be there in every godly woman to be the anchor in that family, the place where the children are seeing the love of Christ and the discipline of Christ carried out before them every moment of their lives. Let me see here. Let us pray. Holy God, my Savior and Lord, teach me to be a good example of good behavior and to live a godly life in this world while awaiting the blessed day when your glory will appear. Amen. And, again, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul gives final instructions to Titus. Until tomorrow, then, keep looking up because your redemption draws nigh.